Hello. Feels like morning still. So good morning. Gosh, it's like with everything that God's doing right now, where do you start? How do you just condense it all down? But I don't know. If you go here on Sundays, then I don't know if you noticed the prophetic words, how they've been connecting on Sundays. So one of the prophetic things that you gave us for the church is that this was going to be a season of new surrender, that there was going to be a lot of surrender. And then we had a word about God teaching us to abide. Then we had a word, two words, this past Sunday about surrendering. Both words that Jed and Tim both had, they were talking about God calling us out of some places and showing us different things in our life that he's calling us to surrender. And I thought, I didn't know if anybody noticed the connection in that, but I did. And then the whole thing about God teaching us to abide. He's teaching us to abide in his love, in his nature. And right now, y'all, I just want to encourage people to really, really pay attention to what's being taught right now about this new, there's just a new depth that the God isn't just, I mean, like, of course, you know, oil flows down from Aaron's beard, but it's not just Bishop. The Lord's wanting our church to come into a new, just a real revelation where abiding in Christ is your reality, where what Jesus thinks is your reality and what he says and how he is your reality. And right now, y'all, I'm so enthralled in what God is doing right now. And I just want to encourage everybody to really be paying attention and digging in. So the Lord knows that we don't already know. So he's going to teach us, and he's calling us into a place with him, a place of seeking and searching. I think it's even more intense than we've ever seen before. So I was thinking that I've been so blessed to be in this church for 37 years, 36 years, somewhere like that. Since I was 18 years old, I've been so blessed. And we've been hearing the message about being in Christ 30-something years for me, longer for him, and longer for you and some other people. But y'all, what it means to me now is so much bigger. Like we were talking about, it's so much more magnified to me now. It's just so much bigger. It means so much more. I was thinking when I was 22 years old, the Lord gave me my first real revelation that he loved me and knew me. And what that meant then and what that means now is so different. It just means so much more now. It engulfs so much more of me when he says, I love you. You know, so in my relationship with the Lord, in all of our relationships with the Lord, and that's what I mean, a relationship where we go and we seek him and we find him and we learn of him. In all of our relationships, he is really calling us to press in and seek him until he engulfs every aspect of our life. I can tell you what he is Lord over now is not what he was Lord over when he was 22, but I didn't know that. I didn't realize over the years, of course, he's just made himself real and he's shown me things and he's moved me into higher places. But, you know, I was thinking that scripture, when you go into scripture, if it's a fiction, the same story of Adam and Eve, the same story of Elijah, it's the same words, but our relationship with that scripture and our relationship with and the revelation that we have of it is just so much deeper. The message is the same, but yet it's not the same. It just means so much more, and it engulfs so much more of us. And one of my life stories is just pressing in. And I just have this real burden just to encourage people to, hey, there's to press in. And in our pressing in, y'all, there's a couple things. One, we have to accept that we are loved and that we're the object of God's affection. There's an acceptance of that God does in us. as he woos us and teaches us and tells us how much he loves us, that we come to this place that we just accept that we're really that loved and that we are really the objects of his affection, that he's pouring it out on us. And as we come into that place, there's a new security that rises up in us. And y'all, in that place, the enemy can't find you there. The enemy can't, nothing, you can't be touched. You can't be taken down from that place. So the other thing is that we've got to determine that God's presence is not determined by our emotions. It's trust. We trust him. We choose to trust him. We stand. God said it. That settles it. It's the truth. So as we're doing, that's part of our standing and choosing and our warfare. And that place in Hebrews that says, be careful to enter into that place of rest. That's part of it, y'all. That being careful to do something means that you give it some attention and that you move toward it and do it carefully, like you pay a lot of attention so you do it right, right? So in Hebrews, it tells us to be sure, not to be careful to enter into that rest, right? So to be careful to do that just means that we press in to know him and we really take into our hearts who we are, what God is saying, who we are, and we stand on that and believe that, and we do war when we have to do it. And I wanted to give another example of that. There's just ministry that God calls me to, and I have for years upon years, the Lord has told me over and over again that I'm chosen, and it has really not meant that much to me that he's told me that. I have heard him, and I have thought, yeah, but, and I thought, and at this point when he's telling me this, it's meaning one thing to me. But the other day, I was talking to the Lord, and I was bringing it back up, and I said, Lord, I mean, I'm just not that good at that. I just stink at that. And I thought, you know, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, the Lord said to me, I chose you. And oh my gosh, a light came on in my head, and the words, I chose you, mean so much more to me now. All of a sudden, when he said, I choose you, I just realized he chose me. I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. Me. He chose me with the talents I have. He chose me with my failures. He chose me with who I am, right? Well, y'all, 2 weeks ago, that would not have meant, it just didn't mean. I knew that God had said that to me, but it didn't mean that much. But all of a sudden, him saying, I chose you, it means everything. And so I'm not real sure. I think what I'm trying to say is that even though you've heard something again and again, y'all, our whole relationship with Jesus is about layers. Our relationship with him is about going deeper. And it's not that God changes, because he doesn't. He's the same. He never changes. It's what we come to know of him that changes. It's how we view him that changes. And right now, the word that's going out is for everybody. It's for all believers. It's for all of us, y'all. He wants us to know who we are, what we have in us. I've been just kind of exploring the fact that I have majesty in me, you know, just the bigness of what that means. For me to be in union with the one who is the most magnificent, the most secure, the happiest, the most wonderful person we've ever known. Y'all, there's something amazing about that. And he wants to live his life in me now, just like he lived back then. And y'all, I'm wanting to know, Lord, what does that look like? But here's the cool thing. We're in a season, y'all, where the magnitude of what that means is going to mean so much more to us. So don't let the enemy tell you that a word, oh, I've heard that word. Lord, I want to hear something new, or I've got this revelation. I want something new. Well, you do want something more. You want to see it more. But the word about being in Christ and the word about our union with him is so big that it's never gonna get old. And we can't stop pressing in or allow the enemy to cause us to veer off that course one little bit of seeking him, of believing him, of standing our ground with him. We can't let the enemy veer us off from that. We have to do what we have to do to seek him. It's where everything we have, the scripture says, I sought the Lord and he rescued me. I sought the Lord and he delivered me from all my fears. He delivered me from all my fears because I sought the Lord and he told me who he was. And he told me who I am. And he told me how much he loves me. And he just began to make me secure. Jesus said, if you think about it, Jesus was the most secure person in the entire world that's ever been. And he lived by this. I can do nothing of my own initiative or authority. Just as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but only the will of him who sent me. This is what caught my attention today. There is another who testifies about me, and I know without any doubt that his testimony on my behalf is true and valid. The Lord, and right before that he said, I don't testify of myself, but there's another. And we all know he's talking about the Father. The Father testified of him. Jesus got his identity from what God said. Jesus got his security from what God said about him and how his affirmation of who he is. He got all of everything that he was from that. And I just thought, wow, I'm in union with Christ. I don't have to prove myself. Jesus God has testified of me. He's told me who I am. I know who I am because he's telling me. So, y'all, we have to press in. And that's my message, press in, because he's standing at the door longing to reveal to us everything that he is. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.